Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. We are back. We are back to recording at the Comedy Store. It is so nice to be out of my apartment. We're not on Zoom anymore. We're going to be in the studio live. They have upgraded the studio at the Comedy Store. They moved it from the basement to somewhere upstairs where some old offices used to be, and it's bright and there's new equipment, and I'm super excited because I am back on a regular schedule of recording, so you can expect episodes to be coming out every week. This week's episode, today's episode, is with the hilarious Ally Makovsky, who I love. She's just amazing and so much fun to watch, and has some dates coming up, so definitely check her out if she's going to be in your area sometime soon, hopefully. And, you know, I'm actually recording this intro at home. I had recorded the episode in the studio and an intro in the studio, but I'm re-recording the intro because it was too depressing. I had found out that a very close friend of mine had died. And when I recorded the intro yesterday, I was like in a really somber place, and I listened back and I just wanted to do it over. I still want to share the memory of my friend Jackie who passed. She was my best friend from fourth grade to 12th grade. We grew apart a little after high school, but, you know, she passed away 2 days ago. And it brought up so much stuff for me. For one, because she was my coming of age closest friend who I had all my big firsts with. You know, we smoked a pack of Newport cigarettes together in one sitting for our first time trying cigarettes. We got drunk together for the first time. We stole from an ice cream truck and got caught, and she couldn't go to the Bronx Zoo. And there was like a ice cream truck that was outside of a bodega across the street from our school. And we opened up the truck and stole a box of ice cream, brought it back over to the middle school, and some fucking loser told on us. And we got sent to the principal's office. I talked my way out of it. I remember I was like, if I stole the ice cream, then wouldn't there be ice chips in my backpack? And We did put the ice cream in my backpack, but for some reason I talked myself out of it, and Jackie unfortunately couldn't. So her punishment was she didn't get to go on the class trip to the Bronx Zoo. And I did feel guilty leaving her, but I wanted to see the animals. The mugshot shirt that I have of the big house party that I threw when everyone ran from that party and the cops were there, I had to go back and face the cops, and she is the only friend that came with me to do that. She was just my ride or die, and she had my back through everything, and she really just constantly stood up for me. And if I was teased, she would yell at someone, or I remember she smashed a slice of pizza in a guy's face who was teasing me. Like, she was the shit, you know. She was my next door neighbor, and I can't believe that. I just can't believe this happened. And it's very, very tragic. And it brought up a lot of shit for me because my other close friend from high school, Allegra, also passed within the past 2 years. And now it's just bringing up so many feelings, hitting me again. Sorry, my dog is moving around in the background and his little nails sound like he's tap dancing. And it's pretty much the worst time for him to be doing that. But you know, I don't want to show any disrespect to Allegra Jackie right now. But, you know, it's, I have therapy today, so I look forward to processing this more with her. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. And it's very sad. And I had three best friends in my town growing up, and two of them have now passed. So it's just very dark. It's very dark and sad, and it makes me reflect a lot on my life. And it makes me today feel very lucky that I'm alive and puts things into a different perspective. And things that I may have put on a pedestal or felt like were important just kind of seem ridiculous now in comparison to this. So, you know, the message today is just life is short, and give your friends hugs and call up an old friend, perhaps, that you haven't talked to in a while. The sad thing about Jackie and Allegra is that we were best friends through middle school and high school. And then we had a falling out after high school. And I stopped talking to both of them and we kind of went our own ways. And we had been talking like here and there, but like, you know, I expected to have more time with them. And it's sad to think I don't now. And, you know, would I have said something differently to them or actually met up and hung out with them and made that time? All that kind of stuff is coming up. So I'm so sorry to Jackie's family and her friends. And I would like to fly back to New York for the service. And I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't want to ask because it feels so soon to ask. It's, you know, I don't know who's good at like when someone passes away. Like I don't, it's very nerve-wracking for me because I feel like I don't have the right thing to say. And I don't know the right thing to say. I'm not comfortable. I find myself Googling like what are phrases you say when someone dies. And there's really no words. I just saying I'm sorry for your loss is kind of like all I've been able to say to her family, but I want to say more, but I can't, you know, and I want to respect their space and their grieving as well. So it's just, it's hard to know how to properly address everything and behave and how much time is appropriate. And I put a post up on Facebook the 1 or 2 days after. And then I was like, was that too soon? So I'm super in my head. I guess there's no right way. I know everyone grieves differently. I just want to give the utmost love and respect to her family and friends and everyone who knew her. And, yeah, I guess, just, I was going to say this episode is dedicated to her, but I kind of thought about what we talk about in this episode and we're just talking about sex noises and shaving our assholes. So maybe I should show a little more respect. But that being said, I'm going to end here because it's getting awkward and I overthink everything I say. And I'm so happy to be back and recording and I have a lot of great guests coming up. So please remember to subscribe, rate, and review, and check back every week. A new episode comes out every Wednesday. I love you guys so much, and enjoy this episode with Allie Makovsky.
I'm like, I'm not that young.
How old are you?
I'm 25 now.
Okay.
How old are you?
33, okay. Turning 34. That's weird. Am I really 9 years older? Or I guess possibly 10?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's so weird. Do I seem 10 years
younger? No, not at all.
Because you don't seem 10 years younger.
No, I think
maybe
I'm...
Maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think I'm like, I've always been...
Is it recording now?
And we're on.
And we're on. So I'm 10 years older than you.
Yeah. I think I've always been more mature.
Yeah.
Even if I like seemed young because when I started stand-up, I was like the young person.
Yeah.
Like people who didn't know my age just always thought that I was older. I think that's just like due to doing stand-up.
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
I think I was 19.
And I'm so jealous of that. But I remember that you weren't even allowed. I remember you would sneak into the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And then we found out how old you were.
Yeah.
And then you had to hang out on the outside.
Yes.
But I still admired that you would show up to hang on the outside of the patio.
I think it was like, I don't know if I'd admire it. I think it was like, I just had nothing going on. So I'm like, what else am I going to do on a Tuesday night? Like, I don't have friends from college. I don't have
what
friends
about
from high school.
But you're from here.
I am.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, I'm from Long Beach, but I went to school in, like, Orange County. And I went to Los Alamitos High School.
Okay.
It's in Los Alamitos. It's, like, it's near Seal Beach, which is, like, the most northern part of Orange County. Like, Seal Beach / Los Al are right next to Long Beach. Like, my dad lived in Long Beach. It took me 8 minutes to get to school.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like I was, like, deep, deep Orange County. But
I don't know why I thought you were from the Palisades.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. People think that I'm, like, I come from, like, a rich family or
you
something.
Don't?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Well, you know why?
Why?
And when I thought that.
Why?
Wait, first of all, by the way, didn't our voices get so much louder once we started recording?
That's always how it happens.
Because now I'm like, are we screaming?
Because when they test, I'm like,
are
testing.
We screaming or does it
no,
sound
I think
normal?
We're good.
Okay.
It sounds good.
Okay, because
You had posted some family photos.
Oh, yeah.
Did people refer to these photos?
No, but I can see why people might think that based on, like, family photos.
You posted family photos, and not only did you look incredible in them, but you looked, like, rich and incredible. Do you know what I mean? It was, like, a beautiful destination. I think it was by the water.
And we're like, at my cousin's wedding.
Oh.
And he had it at, like, Trump... in Palos Verdes,
yeah.
Trump's like national golf course or whatever.
I thought it was your family's home.
Oh, that would be incredible.
And I was like, oh, there it is.
What if I was like, what if I was like somehow related to Donald Trump and just like never acknowledged it and was like, no, I don't come from money, but like my second cousin twice removed is Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's so funny. I dated a guy who was like, who we always all thought was like very wealthy.
Yeah.
And like now it's like out. And like a friend of mine recently was like, he's finally out about his family's money. And like,
oh, so he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what I thought.
I just watched this movie or like documentary called Generation Wealth.
Yeah. Incredible. It's the same filmmaker, I believe, who made The Queen of Versailles. Did you see that
as
well?
No, I don't think I did.
It's great. But Generation Wealth was so good. I had so many friends who went to Crossroads as well, which is where the filmmaker went to school.
Yeah, it was just interesting to see because so many people, like I like when they were talking to Gmo, her friend who wanted to be a rapper.
Okay.
And he didn't have money, but like he's making all these music videos with like stacks of like just $100 bills. And it's so true that like if you are close enough to an environment like that, you can just pass as wealthy because you're with all the wealthy people and you can get like hand-me-downs or whatever and just make it appear
that way. I also feel like every wealthy white man has like tried to be a rapper at some point. Do you remember like in high school or like a DJ?
Yes.
I know a specific guy who did do that at Crossroads. And if you listen to my podcast, Skylar, I'm sorry. I had to say it.
I forgot to
press start.
Okay. Everyone at my high school like started a clothing company, just like t-shirts. Like they were selling merch, but they weren't doing anything. They're like smoking dabs in the parking lot. And they're like,
Wait, what are dabs?
It's like weed, like the wax. It's like concentrated wax or like hash oil or something, but it gets you. If like people think weed is chill, dab is like if weed was on meth.
Is that like resin?
I don't know.
Do you know what resin is?
Yeah. Isn't resin like a powder?
No, it's like the sticky substance that comes from like if you scrape your pipe.
Yes.
So is that a dab? Mm. And by the way, this might be a good time for you to give me a lesson.
I don't know.
In terms of like young shit.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like there's so much shit that I don't even fucking like.
Me neither at this point.
But you're in tune to all of that.
It's because I'm on TikTok 24/7.
Are you really?
Oh my God, it's so bad.
I was on it for a very short amount of time. I had one video that went viral overnight, 4.5 million views.
Wow.
And then I was removed and kicked off. And then I was like, fuck it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok and YouTube does that where they'll just remove stuff that they think is harmful, but it's not. And then if you appeal it, it'll like go right back on, but it takes away like the traction of the
not
views.
Fun anymore. No, yeah, then you're fun. Just a normal person.
And then you feel like you have to like censor yourself so stuff doesn't get removed, but then it like takes out the integrity of what you were trying to say.
Yeah, and I think it just depends on like the amount of people who report you. Because I see other people that had like explicit content, but like I think just a number of people might have to like, I don't know. I think a lot of people were reporting.
I don't even know if it's like reporting at this point. I think they just have like something that checks all the videos. And if you say one word that goes against their like guidelines, they're like, we're taking this off.
There's so many. Okay. Like there's so many different directions that I want to go with you in. First we could touch on the voices. Cause we just a quick thing on that.
Yeah.
Do I have a monotone voice?
I don't think you have a monotone voice, but I think we have the same, like, almost cadence or a similar cadence.
Or register?
Maybe. But I feel like yours is more high-pitched. Like, you sound more excited than I do, but we do have similar voices. Because when I was on my way over here, I was driving with my boyfriend, and I was like, oh, I'm doing this girl's podcast. Like, so then we listened to an episode. And so I
was
like,
what's
it about? And I was like, I think you just, like, talk.
Yeah.
It was the newest one with Sarah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and so
yeah.
then I was listening to it and I was like, I bet they're going to sound very similar. But then I listened and Sarah has like such a distinct voice that it didn't. Yeah. Like you could differentiate.
No, I was wondering if our voices are going to sound similar.
So then
similar.
I was like, wait, me and Chelsea, I feel like we're going to overlap. But I think I have the same thing where mine is like a little bit, there's a, like it's a deeper.
Yours is a little more, and you can do mine if, okay. if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, yeah. Do mine.
No, yours is like, but
that is kind of accurate. That's like pretty close. No one can really do like an impression
okay,
of my
let
voice.
Let me hear okay. it. I think I have an ear for this. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. People have tried to copy my voice and like sometimes it works, but it's not always on the
okay.
point.
Yeah. People have tried to copy my voice and like sometimes it works. Am I?
You are, but there's still Chelsea in there.
Okay. Now do me.
Okay, now do me.
Fuck! I really do sound that Valley girl, don't I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I went to Crossroads.
Really?
No, that was
that
bad.
That
was bad.
That bad. Is that a satirical impression? I want to know the truth.
I want to know the truth.
Fuck! I don't like it.
I like your voice. It's good.
It's funny because it's like my mom is from Orange County.
Mm.
But I'm from New York. Mm. But everyone my whole life has thought I was like a Valley girl from Southern California. Yeah. I hear it, California. Yeah. I mean, fuck it, right? It's my voice.
I think there's just something about like, I think we both talk slow.
Yeah.
I'm a slow talker.
You know how you have the, you know how you have the joke about like what you sound like during sex? So my noises during sex, like every single time, I'll have to think about what I do, but guys always stop like Steven and like past boyfriends. And they're like, am I hurting you? Or you like, I don't know
do
what
you like
I'm,
squeal. Are you like, ow?
I think I'm like, oh, like, yeah, maybe I could like a dog getting like, his paw stepped on.
Yeah. Do you feel like when you're making noises during sex that they're all like, they're all natural noises? Like you're like, this is what my body does when I'm having sex.
No.
Or are you trying to
it's
do?
Forced.
Yes.
It's all forced. Yes. I have nothing to say.
Me neither. I could have complete silent sex and be fine with it, but I'm like, I can't do that unless they have like a rape fetish.
No, I same. And I feel like there's like an expectation and like, I don't really watch porn anymore. You know,
yeah.
I did it like, I feel like you do like kind of like growing up so you can like learn.
Yeah.
You know, like what to do.
That's what I talk about in my stand-up right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because I'm like, that's the only guide we have to mm-hmm. teaching us how to have sex, but porn isn't real sex.
Yeah.
So you're learning from a fake guidebook on what sex is.
I've never had like that theatrical, like loud, like noises and I've heard people do that before and I'm always like, that's not fucking real.
Yeah.
Cause like,
I remember in my old house, I shared a wall with one of my roommates. And at the time our beds were like both on the wall and he had his girlfriend or a girl over and he was hooking up with her. And I remember tweeting, like, I can tell that the girl is not enjoying herself because she sounds way too excited. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, you're not actually being pleased
no.
right now.
I think the noises that I make come from the impact. Like, if I'm, you know, when I'm getting, like, pumped and it's like, oh, like that. But maybe I'll try to make it sound yeah. more attractive. Huh. So, like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he walks back in. And then I think, or yeah, so it's like an impact noise, but it's never like a pleasure noise. Because I actually don't even feel pleasure inside my vagina.
No, it's numb.
Right?
Yeah.
It's numb.
I just saw a TikTok that was so funny. It was like, my boyfriend wants to have sex tonight. I'm so excited because I have a yeast infection that's really itchy or something to that effect of like
they'll finally feel something
like, no, like, you know, when like the outside of your cooch is itchy and then like boning it like relieves the itch.
No, oh. That sounds horrible.
It was very relatable because I currently think I have a yeast infection.
I'm not a yeast girl.
Oh my God. My vagina
I'm a BV
is just,
girl.
Oh yeah.
But
same.
I haven't had it in so long, but I chronically had it.
Oh yeah. My I'm 24/7 BV.
It's
there's not a moment that I don't have BV.
It's so bad.
It's awful.
It was so, I literally had it for probably like 20 to like 28.
Yeah.
And I was dating someone who was uncircumcised, and his dick smelled so bad. It smelled like coffee and cigarettes. Mm. Like cold brew. It was just like the oddest smell. And I know it was always giving me an infection.
Yeah, I was hoping that if I was with someone for long enough that like that would just stop.
Yeah.
But my coochie loves picking up on anything.
It's, I can't believe I grew out of it.
Yeah.
But that must mean because me and Steven have only had sex with each other. Yeah. And I think that's just,
that's what happened.
And he's circumcised, of course. Yeah. And he's a clean guy.
Would you circumcise your child?
Yeah.
I think I want to leave him uncircumcised.
You're Jewish though, right?
Kind of.
Oh no, so it should be circumcised.
Yeah. I don't know. Part of me is just like, why not keep it?
Really?
Yeah.
What
if, if a guy can just clean up, like, what's the harm? And
but I dated a guy who couldn't, so we can't expect them all to.
But then, like, even if they're not circumcised, like, they're probably not going to clean up that much.
It's like, I don't know. I mean,
do you remember the first time you were with someone who was not circumcised? Because I distinctly remember.
Okay, what happened? Because I can't.
I was in Israel on Birthright.
Yeah. Of course, this took place in Europe.
100%.
Because my first time
was in Europe
as well.
I think Israel is like Africa or...
Africa?
Isn't it in the continent of Africa?
Israel?
Yeah.
It's in the Middle East, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so bad at geography.
I know, me too.
I'm so bad. I think it's in the Middle East, isn't it?
Yeah, but it like...
It's closer to Europe. Africa's down here.
I think it... Hold on, let me check. Can I fact check really quick?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
No, but I thought it was like to the left of like Europe.
What continent this is Israel?
I'm so glad you're saying this because this is an ongoing thing on my podcast. So like...
Okay, so it's in Asia.
What?
Yeah, but it's like...
Well, let me see it on a map.
Okay. But it's right by... I remember it being like right by... Africa.
That's crazy because I thought Africa was way down there.
Okay. So here's Africa.
What?
Here's Jerusalem.
Huh?
And then this.
What?
Is
Wait
Asia.
A minute. Asia?
Yeah.
That's not Asia. That's not Asia. That's the Middle East.
Oh.
Oh, Asia's
Middle
over
East
there.
Isn't
to the right.
A continent.
But I thought Asia was somewhere else. This is.
Asia's near like Russia.
This is unexpected. This is unexpected.
I know.
But it's
this
weird.
Was a,
I feel
but this
like,
was a Brazilian guy in Israel.
I feel like everyone has an idea of like how the all the continents separated.
Yeah.
Like depending upon what map you learned off of growing up. Because you know how there was like different separations?
You know that like so Asia, like the Middle East is in Asia.
I didn't know that.
But
where's Japan?
That
I know
is,
it's in Asia, but I thought it was
no.
like what? I lived in Japan.
Japan is in... Wait, there's North Asia?
But I thought Japan was, like, by Fuck. India.
Fuck. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. So the Brazilian guy.
Yeah. So I was in Israel, aka Asia. Oh, they call, like Middle Eastern people who live in London or whatever, like, in Europe, they call them Asians. Did
huh?
you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. When you're in London, like, people will be like, oh, my friend, he's, like, Asian. But they're talking about someone who might be from, like, Iran or Palestine
that's
or something.
That's not Asian.
It's in
that's
Asia.
Not, no, that's not in Asia.
It is.
I don't think the
it's
math is right.
No, it is. I swear.
Wait, so the Middle East. Iran is Asia.
Yeah.
Iran no, that's Middle Asia. Eastern.
Which is Asia.
Afghanistan is Asian.
Saudi Arabia is in Asia?
No. That's you're looking at the wrong map.
But the Middle East isn't a continent. You know?
This is the Asia Middle East.
That's just Asia. That's the like Middle East.
Josh,
of Asia.
Josh.
Yes.
Are these Asian countries?
Yes.
This is Asia.
All the Middle East is part of Asia.
Middle East is Asia.
Middle East is part of the continent of Asia.
I know. I know. I know.
This is new.
It's insane.
This is new. Okay. The Brazilian guy. What was his name? Because you know you remember.
No clue.
Damn.
I was at, so my Birthright trip ended. It was like a week long or 10 days or whatever. And then I extended my trip because I wanted to like party and be a part of Israeli culture.
How old were you when you went?
I was like 18.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I extended my trip. My like group counselor who actually got kicked off of the trip for partying too hard because she was supposed to like guide us. She was like our group, whatever.
And where do you go? Jerusalem?
Yeah, but we were staying in Tel Aviv after.
Everyone's like gorgeous there, right?
Oh, it's
like
so unreal. Pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then we went to this one place that was right by, I think, Jordan. It was like on the border. And we went out to get sushi, which, like, don't get sushi in Israel. It's so bad.
Get kebabs.
But there was a guy, the server was, like, super hot. And he was like, oh, we have, like, our friends. We're going to their house. It was like a Taken scene, you know, from the movie Taken with Liam Neeson. It all was like, oh, we have friends who have a house. Come by.
Yeah, like, shady.
There's a rooftop, like, jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So we went over. It was me, two girls. Him and his, like, two friends, and we were all like, okay, I'm hooking up with this one, you're hooking up with that one, you're hooking up with that one. And so we go over to the place, I hook up with the one dude, and then the girl I was with was like, I have a boyfriend, I can't do it anymore.
Shut
I'm
up.
Like, you already
you're
wanted to.
Birthright.
You're on birthright. Everyone cheats on their boyfriend on birthright.
Yes.
But she was like, I can't do it. And so I was like, I can't let these guys not get fucked. You know, that's so...
Guys...
Yeah, so then I hooked up with the guy that she was supposed to hook up with after, and he was uncircumcised.
You hooked up with how many guys?
Two.
You fucked
two guys.
Two guys in one night?
Yeah, I think that was like
when
my
you
second
were 18.
That. Yeah,
that's early.
The first time I did that was in high school, my senior year.
You were that girl?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Everyone in the school must have known.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's
and
what
then
happens.
And I caught up with one of my friends from high school, and she was like, "Oh yeah, everyone thought you like did anal," and I was
did
like,
you?
"I've never no."
I'm not an anal girl.
Me neither.
Wait, that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't expect this.
Yeah. So I did that, and I just remember, like, not realizing it at first because it was dark, and then when he was like, I'm going to come, I was like, he pulled it out of me, and then I saw it, and I was like, whoa, where did this extra
you said something?
Come from? No.
Oh, no. You were just like, huh.
I was just looking at it like,
yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah. Whoa.
And that was it. I wish I had more uncircumcised... Stories.
Yeah, I think my first time also was in Europe when I was 16 and I went to Fashion Week in Milan because my dad was there because he was a buyer at the time.
Oh.
And we like met me and my girlfriend who were there, met like this Italian guy who it's weird because it's like, was that guy older?
Like I imagine.
Isn't it? Because when I think back on like when I was 15 and 16 and I was out like drunk at places where I shouldn't have been drinking, like I always hooked up with these guys who were like in their 30s, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like into it. But like thinking back now, I'm like, what fucking weirdos? Because you know what a 15-year-old looks like.
Totally. And like, you know, the circumstances, like I'm on birthright. Like it's just,
yeah,
and when I'm
gross.
Looking back at those photos, I'm like, I don't look like a hot young girl, but like, yeah. I'm definitely young.
Yeah. And this is like, I'm also working on something about this right now, but like, you know, just like how like ever you looked so like the girls today look so much different today.
Yeah.
Then like when I was in high school, like I looked like shit, you know, like we just like didn't like, it's like a whole new species today.
I saw another TikTok about this where it was like, do you remember the store Justice? Or like Libby or like, I don't know. There were these like clothing stores that were targeted towards preteens.
Yeah.
Like
well,
from 11
limited
to like 14. Yeah.
Or
like limited
BP.
To. Yes. Now there's none of those stores because as soon as you're 11, you're just like, okay, I'm an adult now. Like I wear adult clothes. Like there's no stores that are targeted for preteens because no girl who's 11, 12, 13 wants to look like a child.
That's so true. I never thought about that. I mean, I would only think of like Forever 21.
Yeah.
Which I don't fit into anymore.
But I feel like Forever 21 is like all gender. Or I mean,
all ages.
All ages, yeah.
Yeah, but like, do you still shop there?
No, but I'm not really a shopper.
You're not?
No.
Yeah, but you always have like fun clothes. Like,
yeah, but I never go shopping. Like I find clothes at like weird places.
Uh-huh. So just, you just pick it up when you have to kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like where are those cool pants from?
These are from my birthday. I got them on 3rd Street Promenade at the Levi's store.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So if you're not a shopper, I wanted to say, are you a bopper? Like, what's like your vibe? Like, what do you like to spend your money on?
Food.
Yeah.
I spend so much money on food. It's
Postmates?
Really bad. No, I just like eating out. Mm-hmm. Like, I eat out all the time.
Like, where's like, do you love like a nice meal?
I do like a nice meal, but it's more like... I feel like before COVID, well, and during COVID, it was like, I wasn't living in a place where I could cook for myself, or I just didn't feel like cooking for myself. So I would never get groceries. So it was just like every meal had to be like at a coffee shop for breakfast, mm-hmm. like drive through for lunch, and then like maybe dinner somewhere yeah. at night. But I just moved into a one bedroom. So I'm hoping that, well, I already have been like cooking for myself. Oh yeah,
congrats. So it's how nice. Are you liking it, by the way?
I like it so much.
Is this your first time living alone?
Yeah.
Isn't it so nice?
Yeah.
But do you get scared?
No. Like the first few nights I was there, I did, because I live on a main street. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't realize I lived on a main street until I moved in. And I was like, oh, there's a bus that comes on my street.
Oh, that's annoying.
Really annoying.
It's funny. It's like, I feel like any time though that you move, like it's really easy at first to just like be in that state where you're just like this fucking, like this bus, or like, oh, the garbage is taken out Tuesday.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I wish I fucking knew that before I moved yeah. in. But now I
but
like,
then you get used to it and don't think about it.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like, at least for myself, like when I start something new, I immediately get into like a critical judgmental place as like a defense mechanism.
Yes. Because it's like, it's also, it was one of those things where like I got spoiled with rent when I moved out here. I moved into this house that was like $800 a month for
wow.
rent. And it was a 4-bedroom house, 2 bathrooms, driveway. Like it was super nice. Laundry, mm-hmm. It was like a real home.
That's cool.
And so I was like, this is insane. I'm never going to find something like this again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for a long time I was like, well, I have to stay here because the rent is so good, even though I like didn't like having roommates.
Yeah. Were they comics?
One of them is a comedian. One of them like kind of does like sketch, but doesn't really do comedy. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was always, there was like one revolving door for one of the roommates, but it just never felt like a place that was shared. It felt like I was staying in a hostel yeah. where I was like just in my room and then.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It's like, yeah, when I had roommates, like he would always be like hanging out with like his girlfriend on the couch.
Yeah.
So I'd have to like go in my room and like be eating in my room on my bed.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this?
Yeah. I'm like, well, okay. Like, sure. It's great that the rent is cheap, but like, mm-hmm. So when I moved into this place, I looked at like 18 apartments.
Wow. Over how long?
Less than a month.
Okay.
So I did like 4 a day.
Wow. Yeah. I'm in that Something place like right that. Now.
Yeah, because you're trying to move to the Valley?
The Valley, or now I think maybe Los Feliz or Silver Lake.
Yeah.
But we're looking. It's you just start to like notice things when you start looking. You know,
yeah.
like you have an idea of where you want to live. And then once you're like on the ground, you're like, oh, huh.
Yeah, because at first there was this guy who was like, oh, I have an apartment and there's a 1-bedroom and it's this much money. And I was like, that's a lot of money, but I like this place. And mm-hmm. like, I'm just going to do it. Cause I'm like always just impulsive. And I'm like, I'll figure it out. And then when I told everyone, they were like, that's great. But like, maybe you should look at other places too, that might be more in your price range.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, well, I still really like this house, but I'll look at 18 others. And so then I looked around, a lot of them were really bad, but then I found this one. And it was cheaper and it was just, I don't know, it just felt right. And so when I got it, I was like, did I make the right decision? Just freaking out. And so then once I start hearing the bus go on my street, I'm like, I fucked up. This yeah. is a bad idea.
What about it? Like, what were your things that like, did it meet the things that you wanted in a home?
Yeah, I think like next time I look for a place, I'll be even more specific. Cause I think like you just kind of tell yourself like, oh, I'm never going to find that and that. Like, it's just yeah. too hard. But I think in the future, I'll be more patient with what I want and like what I won't settle for. But this one pretty much has everything. It has laundry on site. I wish it was like in my place, mm-hmm. but it's convenient. And
that's
then,
the next one.
Yeah. And then yeah. there's like a lot of natural lighting. It was between this and another one. And the other one had way more space and storage, but this one was super bright. And I was like, that's nice.
So important.
Yeah.
I can't live in a place that's dark. Like I have to have a lot of natural light.
And I was also like, oh, I need a place that has like so much storage. And I'm like, I have 5 things. Like I do not need that much storage.
You don't have
like
a lot of shit?
No.
How do you not have a lot of shit?
Because
Your parents probably weren't hoarders.
No, they are, but like in a very small way.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have that much stuff. So
Sorry to say, but do you like walk around naked?
I typically I walk around with no pants on.
Isn't that nice now it that you get to nice. Like that's well that's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. It's so right now we live in like an apartment complex and like and our window faces like someone else directly. Mm. And it's just weird because during the pandemic, like we were both just home all the time, obviously. And like we would just be walking around naked where I felt like you can get away with that. Like, because they're not there all the time, but it just became so strange.
But I also like when I'm at my mom, because I was staying at my mom's house the first 2 months of the pandemic. And then I was like, maybe I should move back in with her. And then I was like, I can't do that. But when I was staying at her place, her house, like the windows on the side of the house face directly to mm-hmm. the neighbor's windows. And I was just like, I don't care. I'm walking around naked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even shut the blinds. I'm like, if her old ass neighbor with dementia wants to see me, he deserves to.
I briefly worked in real estate in New York, and I showed an apartment to Gigi Hadid because we're like sort of family friends with her. My mom like knows her mom and they share like a mutual best friend.
Yeah.
So I took Yolanda and Gigi, you know who they are?
Yeah, of course.
So I took them around showing apartments, and then Yolanda was
how
like,
long ago was this?
This was this is when she was moving to New York to go to NYU, I think she was going to like study forensic science, and then I think she dropped out. But it was right before I moved. So this would have been in 2012 or 13.
Okay.
And I thought it was like so strange. She's like, we need to find somewhere where the girls can like walk around naked and be okay.
Yeah.
You know, the girls want to walk around naked and they can't have anyone looking into their window. And I just like, I was like, that's so weird that she's telling me that. Like it wasn't, like she said it so casually and open, but I remember being like, huh? Like, why are you telling me that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about
it
was
weird. But
it
does make sense.
No, it does. It does make sense.
Because you just want to get it across, like, we want privacy. We want to be able to, like, do what we want and not worry.
But it was just too specific at the time when I didn't know them. And I was just like, huh?
Okay.
Anyway, I hope they found a good place because I didn't find it for
them. I'm sure they did. I mean, they've only gotten more rich and famous.
I know. So I also thought of your joke when you talk about like trying to shave your asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of that this morning. Well, it's so funny that you brought that up because that's like, it's so fucking hard.
It is so hard. And I'm also like, why am I working so hard to shave my butthole when no one is going back there?
So when I was 18, I had a boyfriend and I didn't even know I had hair there. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like I had always been like fully shaving, but I just never like thought to continue down the line.
Yeah.
And he was like a really bad alcoholic. And one time he like was wasted and like was like your 10 inch ass hairs. And like, I never like fully asked, like I never was like, what? Cause I was 18. I was, you know, that's the kind of thing you just like ignore. Yeah, and then you're just like terrified. And then I like felt back there and I was like, I don't know if that there were 10 inches, but like, I was like, oh, and I became aware of it then. And I was like, oh, you have to shave that area.
Yeah.
I've gotten it waxed before too.
Cause getting it waxed.
It's so hard cause it's impossible to reach. And every time I do, I cut myself and it's so painful and it bleeds.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, a razor can only get so deep into the butthole.
And
that
so
like,
much.
I'll do it. And each swipe, it's like there's somehow more and more hair.
But there's a blind spot.
There is a blind spot.
And then
spot.
When you and look at the razor, it's like, oh.
So much
like you
hair.
Get like a long hair.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. And it goes up so high.
Yeah. And I still like can feel it all the time, but I just like haven't taken care of it in a while. And it's like, I wonder if Steven's aware of it.
He doesn't care.
I don't think
he
cares.
That's the beautiful thing about being with someone.
Yeah. I also don't like to have my ass eaten or like touched at all. So I'm hoping like it's not discovered.
Yeah. I've found something else out on TikTok that when guys are doing it from behind, they can see your asshole.
Fuck. Yeah. And the hairs?
Yeah.
But like how good is their vision?
It's pretty good. Because you imagine if they're doing it from behind, your butthole is like completely open.
Shit.
But they don't care.
Yeah.
I know my boyfriend likes a little bit of hair.
What? Where? On your asshole? Or
I don't
on your
know
pussy?
About on my asshole, but like on the
in general?
On the
yeah.
Yeah. But I was getting laser when I first met him, so I was like, sorry. But it's grown back, so.
Yeah. Patchy, right?
Patchy. I had like a Hitler mustache on top of my vagina lips. It was insane.
How long have you guys been dating?
Like almost 7 months.
Oh, wow. Is that your longest relationship?
Yeah.
So what's that like?
It's crazy. It was, I'm very, I have issues with relationships. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be with someone that I think I like, but I'll move too quickly. So I don't actually know if I really like them or if it's just like,
what
lust.
Do you mean move too quickly?
Like if I like someone and they're willing, if they like me and they're like willing to get serious, I'm like, let's do it. Let's be in a relationship. But then mm-hmm. it's like, the more I get to know them, the more I'm like, oh, actually we should have gone slower. So I could have gotten to know you better and known that we shouldn't have gotten this serious.
Yeah.
So now with this guy, I don't know. It was just like easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't, normally I'm like very turned off easily. Like they'll blink weird and I'm yeah, like, yeah, I can't yeah, be yeah, with yeah. you. But I like everything about him. So it like makes it really easy.
How'd you guys meet?
Tinder.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought Tinder wasn't good anymore.
I thought it wasn't good either, but we ended up having mutual friends because he's also sober. And so then, like, we met up and there was no pressure of, like, mm-hmm. anything. It was
that
just
is
like,
nice.
Oh, we'll meet up.
Remember I briefly sponsored you?
Yeah. For, like, a day? Two days?
It was, like, a day.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird? Is that it hurt my... It hurt my feelings, and it's not really about you.
Yeah.
It's more like other girls. Like we met one time and read the big book in the main room, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But like, and then you like disappeared and then like got another sponsor. And I was like, am I a bad sponsor?
No.
I meant to ask you if I was a bad sponsor.
No, I think that was before I actually got sober.
Oh.
I was going to meetings for like 3 months.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be sober and I didn't mm-hmm. think that I had a problem. But then when I went to Europe and started drinking again after 3 months of not drinking, and it was like so bad and just like the same situation. So then once I got back, I was like, okay, I need to take this seriously.
Yeah.
But I think at the time when you were taking me through the book for a day.
It's really just one. No,
it was like I was already like not.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because around that time, I had also tried to sponsor like two other girls and they like disappeared.
Yeah.
So I genuinely wanted to be like, was it something I
did? Because we went to a meeting together too in Beverly
Hills. The
Tuesday
meeting. I forgot about that.
And you had like a convertible.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I missed that car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't go to that meeting anymore though. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I only went that one time.
Yeah. Yeah. How much time do you have now?
Like over 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think I'll have like 6 years in November.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I relapsed.
Oh, yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
So now I have, oh no, 5 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah.
So now I have 5 years. But I would have had 8. It's hard to like, I can't just leave it. I can't just be like, yeah, 5 years. Like I have to be like, but I have been in AA for
long. Weird like hanging on to, because it does feel important and relevant.
I don't know why I want to like explain to people I've been doing this longer.
Yeah. I get that though.
Yeah. So I asked the Instagram Q&A, you know, but I honestly like some, it's hit or miss sometimes.
I know, that's how mine is.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I just got a couple of questions and oddly they're all about feet. Are you like a big foot comic?
No, but I was doing stuff with my feet where I was like, at one point I was like, I'm not showing my feet. I'm going to monetize.
Oh, like what Annie was that
kind of. Yeah. So I like made a fake Instagram account. Well, not a fake. It was a very real Instagram account called Only Feet Allie Mac.
That's so
but
funny.
I forgot the password, so I can't even get in. But it was a private account. If you wanted to follow me, I had to accept your request and you had to send me $50 on Venmo.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. But only like 3 people signed up. So I was like, this is embarrassing.
That's so funny. It's weird because there's a couple of female comics I know who like sell pictures of their feet.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a thing. But now I have a wiki feed. I post my
feet. Yeah, I have a wiki feed.
I don't care.
You post it onto there?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not onto my wiki feed. Okay. But I'll like post pictures on Instagram that my feet are in. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. So my family found my wiki feed before I did.
Mm.
And they sent it to me and they thought that Steven made it up. And my mom was like 100% sure Steven made it because he was like obsessed with my feet and she had heard him talk about that before in like a podcast. And she's like,
your mom listens to podcasts.
Dude, I wish she'd with mine.
Oh.
And I wish she didn't. It's like,
do you think
stop.
She'll listen to this episode?
I don't know.
My mom listens to my podcast every week. And like,
do
I
you
won't
like
even,
it? I don't like it. It's like, stop.
It's nice, but at the same time, it's like weird having a conversation with her and she references something that I talked mm-hmm. about on the podcast. I don't know. It's almost too supportive. Where it's like, I appreciate you supporting me.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah.
I see it as invasive.
Mm.
I see it as you're putting your ear on the door when I'm hanging out with my friends,
yeah.
trying to listen to what I'm up to. And it's not for her to fucking listen to.
I think I started the podcast being like, this will be a way that I don't have to call my mom as often because she'll already be filled in. And now I'm like, we can just talk on the phone.
Yeah. Do you talk a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at least once a week.
Oh, just once?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's more. It really just varies.
Me and my mom were talking like every day.
Whoa.
And like, I know. And like Steven, my therapist, maybe like a sponsor. Like everyone was like, stop talking to her that much. Like stop. You know, we had like such a codependent relationship.
I just watched Pink's documentary on Amazon.
Pink?
Yeah.
The singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
Really?
Yes.
You know what's weird?
I cried like three times.
What made you think of that?
I need a therapist. Because her and her daughter have like a really sweet codependent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But her and her family are just like the cutest things.
Really?
Yeah. The documentary, I watched it twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I find that music documentaries are really interesting, actually.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Like, I liked Taylor Swift's a lot.
I didn't watch that. Americana?
Oh, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I really liked the Lady Gaga one, too.
Oh.
Well, you're wearing Lady Gaga. It's just interesting. Like, hers... Okay, you watched hers.
Yeah.
How odd was the flex when she took her shirt off by the pool?
It was so unnecessary.
What? That was like insane.
Yeah.
That was like, that was like a power thing.
100%. She's so odd, but that's why I love her.
But that was so like mentally ill. And I love how like they couldn't react.
Yeah. Everyone's just like, this is normal.
And then when she hit the car and like everyone had to act like it was okay. Like she's in another universe.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like, ha, you hit a car. Like, no worries. Let's get that track down. It's like, huh?
So bizarre when you're at that level of fame where you could do no wrong. Everyone's
yeah.
just like, it's just Gaga.
But that's like bad.
It's very bad.
It's you're that,
that's
you're
why like,
not
child
in touch
stars
with reality.
Are always messed up
mm-hmm.
because they can fuck up as much as they want with zero repercussions.
Yeah. Yeah. No, hers was like so out there though.
And that she writes everything on a typewriter.
Does she? I missed
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
she was like writing music on a typewriter that she like carries around with her. And it's like, you can just use the notes app on your phone.
I bet that was just for the documentary though.
I think it's probably all the time.
That's crazy.
I mean, maybe it was just for the documentary.
But I did really think she was good in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of
mm-hmm.
look like her, right? Or
mm-hmm.
no? The same hair actually. Oh, so you also, I'm going all over the place,
that's fine.
But I thought of questions I wanted to ask. I don't want to say like you had a makeover.
When?
So like when I met you, like when you first were coming around, you looked sort of different.
Yeah.
Style wise and hair wise.
I think I was also just like young.
Yeah.
And
is that rude of me to say?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because when I started comedy, I was like, I can't try and be pretty in any way. If anything,
yeah.
I need to look like uglier. And so I remember I have a video of me doing comedy for the first time. And I was like, my hair was just like in a ponytail. It was super long. It was just so bad. And then I'm wearing like an American Apparel zip up hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm like, this is what comics wear. I had like
mm-hmm.
a flannel tied around my waist.
Just, yeah.
Like, shoes that were.
Just shoes.
Just shoes, you know, probably like Vans or Converse or something. And I was like, this is my uniform now. Like I'm clocking
yeah.
into work. I'm wearing something
mm-hmm.
ugly that doesn't make me look good in any way.
I still feel that though. Like I don't, like I'll wear like this, you know, but like I'm very conscious of how I dress on stage.
Yeah. And I think like I did Rick Glassman's
mm-hmm.
podcast and we were talking about like doing stand up and appearances and stuff like that. And I was like, I said something that I was like thinking about afterwards where I was like, yeah, if I look too pretty, I get really in my head.
Yeah.
And I said, like, I think it like hurts my set, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, it's like, I don't actually think that that's true. I think like if I just start dressing how I want to dress, whether it's like a super cool outfit that like isn't how you normally see female comics or like If I just want to wear like sweats and an ugly shirt, like I should be able to wear whatever and be funny enough that however good or bad I look won't affect my jokes.
I think it's probably in our heads.
100%. You know?
Yeah, like you've had like so many really fun hair colors.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's different with your, when your hair is just brown as opposed to like colored?
Yeah, I think I think generally it doesn't make that much of a difference, mm-hmm. but I think in my head I overthink it and all
like they're expecting you to be wild or that kind of thing.
So like when I first started stand up, I didn't know anything, so I can't really speak on that. But then like when I went blonde, I felt like I was more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I looked more fresh and
that was
fun
hot.
And
yes.
like cool. And I was like, okay, that works, that fits. And then I shaved off all my hair. And I was like, people are going to have to...
Shaved it?
Yeah. I had no hair.
What?
Yeah, this was like 4 years
ago. A shaved head.
Completely shaved.
Do you have a photo? I can't remember that.
Yeah, I'll have to find it.
Or I guess you can find it after.
But yeah,
I don't remember a shaved head. I know the blonde. Because you started... Let's go through it.
Okay.
Because I remember the long brown hair. Mm-hmm. And then you cut it to like... a bob almost and bleached it?
No, so I had the long brown hair and then I cut it to like right below my shoulders and it was like I was starting to dye it blonder, but it was still kind of like mm-hmm. brunettish. And then it was getting more blonde, but it never looked like good blonde. It was just kind of like brassy and kind of yellow. And then I shaved it all because I just felt ugly and I felt like I couldn't style my hair. I could never make it look good. So then I just shaved it all.
Shaved it full on, like G.I. Jane?
Yeah. I'll show you a photo.
I know. I'm sure when I see the photo, I'll be like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. So what was that like? Like,
it was scary at first, but I also felt like I was just in this like rut, like emotionally or something. There was
of course you shaved your fucking head.
I know.
You better be going
that.
Through
like,
something emotional.
Everyone asks you when you're a woman with a
are
shaved
you okay?
head, like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm not okay. Obviously. You don't do this from getting a promotion at work. Like you do this when you're not in a good place. And so I shaved it all off and I was like, people are going to take me seriously because, you know, there's not going to be any sex appeal. It's just going to be me and my art form. And then it was like, it was the same. It was just, it was nice. I needed to have that like experience of just like shedding that.
It is shedding.
Myself 100%.
Yeah. Was your music choice different during that time?
No, but I felt like my fashion choice had to be like I could wear a sundress and feel like it would feel very like anarchy.
Tank girl. Do you remember Tank Girl?
No.
Or no? Okay.
Yeah,
but I know
but
what
everything
you mean.
I did suddenly felt more like aggressive and like edgy.
Yeah, combat boots.
Yeah, it was like it was so much. But then it started growing out, and I looked
Riot
so
Girl.
Ugly.
Okay, I'm done.
And then it was like a blonde bob because it was growing out. That's when it was super short. And then it just kept growing, and I was like, okay, now I'm gonna color it, dye it all these crazy colors, have fun. And then during COVID, I was like, okay, I'm sick of like paying all this money to get my hair done all the time. I'm just going to like go natural and see how I like it. And I like it, but I kind of miss being blonde.
It's so beautiful.
And
it like, yeah. And it really brings out your eyes.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love all the different changes you've done with your hair. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I wish I could do that, you know, but I just... I don't know. I think my time has passed.
I think the brown suits you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I keep going all over the place. Let's just run through a couple of these.
Okay.
One, how did the foot pick selling hustle go? Kind of answered that.
Not well.
$150 you made.
Yeah. Maybe like 200 tops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever been to Mississippi?
No, I want to go so bad.
Really? You want to go to Mississippi so
bad?
I want to go to
places that no one typically wants to go to. Like, I really want to go to Arkansas. I really want to go to Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about, like, places that have very small towns in them that I find appealing.
I know what you mean. Like, I would love to, like, be in, like, I don't know if it's a pickup truck, but in, like, a cool car and, like, drive around. Like, there's so much I want to see. But my places are more, like, Montana, Nashville.
Yeah, I've never been to Nashville.
Graceland, Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Austin yet. I'll check that out.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's not that great, is it?
Like, it's fun and it's cool, but like, I don't know. I feel like we're so spoiled in LA.
Yeah.
That like going there, you're like, yeah, this is fun. But it, yeah. I feel like people over hype it up.
Thank you.
This is so cool. And I'm like, yeah, there's cool things to it. Like, there's a lot to do. There's great food.
I'm not that into barbecue either.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How much for a big toe in the mail? What? These are so stupid, but I'm just going to ask them because they came in.
Sure. Do they want me to cut off my toe?
Well, I don't know if any of these meant something to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Where there's like some inside joke. Yeah. I have with
like, where the fuck is me second belt? Does that mean something to you?
Who's it from? Let me see.
It's funny because it's like,
I don't know what that means.
Like, these are all like retarded, you know? Mm-hmm. Can I say retarded?
You can.
But like, I'm like, I don't know if these meant something to you. Like, if these were like some.
Oh, this one dude at the top left is a familiar username.
Yeah, familiar username.
Yeah, very familiar username. The rest I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, like the fuck, marry, kill one.
I like that question. Fuck, marry, kill Crocs, Birkenstocks, or Gucci slides?
That's a tough one. I hate Birkenstocks.
Really?
Hate.
Wow.
My mom has like always worn them too.
I would, yeah. I mean, I like Birkenstocks, but I think I would have to kill those of the three options.
Definitely.
Just because they get so dirty.
Oh, I forgot about Crocs, though. Fuck, I'd kill those. God, this isn't a good question.
Actually, I'd marry Birkenstocks because they support you. They form to your foot. They're tight. It's like a weighted blanket for your feet. So I'd have to marry the Birks. I'd have to fuck the Gucci slides just because they're expensive. And I'd have to like, do my porn voice for them. And then I would kill Crocs, even though I'm wearing them right now.
You are? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm wearing, no, that's okay. I'm wearing Walmart Crocs, so they're not even the real deal.
Wait, who's Josh that they're talking about? That's not Josh Martin, is it?
No, that's a different person.
Oh, okay.
Don't say his name.
All right, we'll leave it
there. I don't want him to enjoy. Yeah, do you have, like, regular people, like, consistent people who weird messages?
Yeah, weird messages and also just, like, normal, like just fans who are always, like, responding to everything.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them, like, I will, like, talk back to at this point. Same. Like, some of the girls, you know? I had a... performed in I opened for Bobby at Helium in Portland, and it was like probably the best weekend I ever did it, and I just gained so many fans from that weekend. So like, and that was from like maybe like 2 years ago, and like I still have like a strong number of those people who like communicate with me very regularly. So that's like kind of
it's
funny.
Nice when people are like supportive and cool and you can like talk to them and have it be chill. But then sometimes I made the mistake of like accepting too many DMs at one point, and now I'm just like stuck with the like people who are just like rude.
Yeah. Well, I used to like be in the place where I'd like respond to every person, and sometimes it's like hard not to just like heart it. But then I'm like, some people I'm just like, I can't engage with these people.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Because
then they think that, I mean.
It's like regular. Well, then now they don't stop. Yeah. They never stop.
No.
Yeah.
That was what I learned, was like, as much as I want to be able to like respond to nice things and like acknowledge those people, it's just, you don't know who's going to continually like message and then get upset when you're not responding. It's like, I just want to acknowledge that I see what you said and I'm like appreciative. And
I even feel bad like almost having this conversation in case anyone was to hear it who follows me and does that, because I don't want to like hurt anyone's feelings.
But I think as a fan, like, sure, but you like, I message like, I
they have message, an understanding.
Yeah, like when I message an Instagram person who's a celebrity, I'm not like, why didn't they respond? It's like, I wanted to say that. I said what I wanted to say.
Yeah, like when it's, I messaged Lena Dunham asking her if she would be my writing mentor, I understand she didn't write back.
Yeah. At least she didn't try
Did
to fuck
you. Have anyone like that?
Yeah.
Who?
There were a bunch of comics I reached out to, and there were like really nice comics who responded and were helpful. And then there were comics who were gross and nasty. And I was like, okay, I'll stay away from those people.
Wait, did you just say at least she didn't try to fuck me? Did she try to fuck you?
No, but I'm talking about like people who I reached out to. I really want to find a photo of me with no hair.
Oh, okay.
I'll find it. It'll be on the stories archive.
Anything else we should talk about? I'm at a loss.
Are you? Is it hard to podcast?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I really enjoy it. I mean, I don't find it hard, but... Oh, so I started taking Prozac today.
I just called so many psychiatrists.
Really?
Yeah,
I have a number if you need one.
Well, I'm trying to go through my insurance, even though it's ending in like...
Yeah, this was out of pocket, unfortunately. $175. But I just started it today, and I was a little weary about starting it because I didn't know what effects I would have. Yeah. And, like, I've felt a little, like, lightheaded all day, but I started at such a small dose that I think I'm okay. But, like, I feel a little brain dead because of the stuff I told you about before I came. Yeah. Like, my brain's kind of in, like, a state of shock right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I started doing Prozac because, like, right before my period, like, when I've PMS, you know, and the week of my period, I get like extremely sad. And I know that's normal, but I get like really, really deep sadness. And like, I think that, I don't know, like, I don't think I have like depression, but like, I was like, I feel like I shouldn't have to have this like hopeless, deep sadness all the time.
Yeah.
And like, so I was just like, I wonder like, yeah. So I was like, I want to see if like, if taking this changes that.
I know. I was like very hesitant because I'm like, maybe I'm just not exercising enough, or maybe I'm not like doing X, Y, and Z, like the typical things that people say like help. And it's like, sure, but also maybe it's hard for me to do those things because I have like an underlying depression. And I think like, you know, I always want to be like strong and like, I don't need anything to help me, whatever help I need, I'll be able to do it on my own. But like at a certain point, it's like, I don't want to keep being in that mindset where I keep saying those things, but not doing anything about it. And like, if I can try to do something to improve my life, why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Like, I know what you mean about like the things that you check off your list. Yeah. Like, what are like your things that you're like, if I did these things on a daily basis, I would feel good.
If I meditate every day, if I walk every day or do some sort of exercise in the sun outside, if I like cooked meals for myself, if I, what are the other things? Like wrote or journaled every day, stuff like that. Where yeah, it's like you're just doing like mindfulness things.
Yeah, totally.
Because I think, and I also think like this current depressive episode is because I'm just on my phone so much. And it really, like, I notice that my mental health goes so down the drain when I'm on my phone.
Yeah, I just had this same thing and I took like a Instagram break. Do you get into compare and despair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you know what's so funny is that, like, I never would have thought you would have that.
Yeah, I was just talking to my friend on the phone because he takes, like, Wellbutrin or something. And so I was talking to him and he was like, well, do you, like, overthink stuff and worry that, like, you're not, I don't know, just, like, you know, whatever. Like, do you get anxious about things or overthink or whatever? And I was like, yeah, like, so much. And he was like, oh, I would have never thought.
Yeah, you carry yourself really well.
Yeah. But I think it's all like, everyone's always like, oh, you're so chill. And I'm like, that's because I don't know how to process things. Like nothing affects me because I don't let it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can work through that.
Yeah. I was like really struggling with like the compare and despair stuff. And like, you know, again, like around those specific times of the month, like it really intensifies. And then it's weird because like the day after my period ends, I'll feel fucking fine.
Yeah.
Like literally like a different person, but it just like, it just felt almost like a disease. You know what I mean? And like, so I took a break off Instagram for like a week or so. And just like, it just like, it just really helps me to do that. And it's weird because it's like, sometimes I won't even see anything that like is a reason for me to feel like sad.
Yeah.
But like, it still happens. So like, I just came back and I was on the stories, just watching stories the other day. And like, it was nothing like bad, but I felt sad and like shit after. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, it's just strange.
Did you watch Bo Burnham's new special?
Half of it. Did you watch the full thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like it?
I don't like musical comedy, but I do think he is brilliant, yeah. I'd say. I think he's extremely, extremely talented. Like, the thing he did for the intermission, like, he's, yeah. I mean, do you really think he did all that himself?
I imagine the studio probably, like, sent him a lot of stuff to make it.
But do you think he did all the lighting and everything? I mean, like, he's just, like...
Because everything he's ever done, I believe, has always been him. Like, he makes his own music. He mixes everything, like, produces all of his own music. Like, he doesn't have anyone doing that.
Yeah, like, that, to me, like, blew me away. Like, he's so talented. Yeah. So, what was your opinion?
Well, just that it was so good and, like, so dark, but also so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about how, like, we now, because of social media and Instagram and stuff, like, we live our lives in a way where we do things so we can look back on it already. Like, you know how, like, in, like, you go to an event and you're like, oh, I want to get, like, I want to take a photo so then I can look at it later.
Instead of just living in the moment.
Instead of being there. Yeah. You're like, oh, I want to do that so I can look back on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can post about it and have like,
but I feel like people don't do things to look back on it. I feel like they do things to show other people they're doing things.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on intention, but I do feel like,
but it's like the same thinking of like going somewhere just so you can
prove,
say
that,
you went somewhere instead of being like, oh, I'm going here because I want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think it's so, I'm so addicted to social media.
Yeah.
And it's only making me like more and more like dissociated.
Yeah, and I think that, like, it's weird because I was talking about this on the episode with Sarah, and around this time a couple weeks ago, I was talking about this with, you know, my friends, and I was telling them, like, hey, do you guys have this thing too? Like, for me, it, like, really bums me out, and, like, and I just feel like it's really unhealthy, and, like, I feel like it's not even fun anymore. You know, like, what it used to be, like, the purpose was, like, fun, sharing fun photos with friends, and now it just, like, has become something else. And for me, like, a big issue is the editing of the photos and all the filters. And, like, I do it, you know? And, like, and I do it because if I'm not going to do it, then I'll look like shit.
Yeah.
And everyone else is going to look great. You know, it's, like, your trap, sort of. But, like, it's, I don't like, being, like, that's not me. You know, it's just weird. It just becomes, like, we're all just, like, putting this, like, version of ourselves. And, like, it just, I don't know, it makes me feel strange and, like, it's weird.
And it puts so much pressure on everyone to fit in and, like, fit that mold. Especially, like, young kids who are saying that.
I feel so, and I just feel so bad for, like, the younger generation and kids who are, like, coming up into this.
Yeah.
I'm
not giving my kids social media or a phone.
Well, see, and that's, like, the thing. It's, like, it bothers me when I see young kids with, like, I was in ninth grade when I got a phone, but I had, like, a Nextel. I don't even know if you know what that is. But, like, we didn't have smartphones until, like, later on, because they just didn't come out until later. But, like... I hate it when I see like a little kid with like a laptop and a cell phone and like an iPad. And like, I know that a lot of that is for their learning, but like they're all on social media. I don't know. It's creepy to me.
Yeah. It's super dangerous. I was watching this documentary on YouTube called The Dangers of Social Media. And it's about like kids having phones and all of the kids say like, oh, I wish I just never had one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because you think, like, oh, kids are so obsessed. And it's like, yeah, but they don't want to be. Like, they get trapped.
Yeah, it's sad. And it's like, my childhood, I was just outside.
Yeah.
You know, I was climbing trees, sneaking into churches. You know, that was what was in my neighborhood, you know? And, like, getting lost in the woods and all that shit. And, like, everyone's just, like, on their phone. I don't know.
Well, it talks about how, like, parents, they, when they were growing up, there was a big problem with, like, crime and kidnapping and all of that. And so their fear is that their kids are going to go out and play and get kidnapped or whatever. And so they're like, oh, well, I'd rather have them be safe in my home and on their phone. But they don't
It's like a zombie.
Yeah, because they don't get to experience boredom anymore.
Mm.
They don't get to, like, figure out how to problem solve or how to make themselves not bored. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh, well, I don't have to feel this thing.
It's very detached too.
Yeah.
And like, I often take breaks from my phone, like a lot more than Steven. And like, he is like always on his phone and he loves watching videos and like, not to like trash him, but like, he just likes it. And I'm like, hey, like, I'm putting away my phone. Do you want to put away yours? And he's like, no, I'm good. I like videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel so good when I take a break from social media. He's like, not me. I like it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, is he genuinely not affected? Like, are there some people who aren't affected, or do they just not realize it, or are they lying?
Yeah, I don't know. I think some people don't realize it, mm-hmm. or yeah, they might not realize in that moment until later, but if I could be on my phone and not be affected by it, I'd be on it all the time. I mean, I am on it all the time. Yeah. I'm so affected.
Yeah. So like around this time when I took this break, like I would just walk, you know, I do like a lot of walks outside, and yeah. it just feels differently when you haven't been on it for a couple of days and you're like looking around like in nature, and like you feel like you're like participating in the world, and then you're like, oh, I've been like unplugged and disconnected. You know, it's like you're unplugging the machine, yeah. sort of thing.
I need to do it. Every time I say like, oh, I'm going to take a break, I'm always right back on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I need to refresh my page. I need to yeah. see what else is happening.
I know. I'm trying to just like sign on and post something and then leave.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to try it.
Well, Allie?
Now's the time.
I guess.
Don't check my phone after this.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I really need to find this.
You have
this
a question
photo.
For me?
How do you feel with stuff opening back up and performing again?
So it's so funny because during the pandemic, like, remember like that storytelling show we did?
Where?
We did like a Zoom storytelling show early on in the pandemic.
Yeah.
That like Jake threw with Abby, I think.
Yes. That was fun.
So that, I can't remember what month that was, but I think that was, I was like, I don't want to like do shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want to do the fucking Zoom shows.
Yeah.
And then I did like a weekend at one point in the middle of the pandemic, like featuring for Josh Wolf. And I might've done like one outdoor show, but I didn't get up a lot.
Yeah.
During the pandemic. And I was just really focused on writing, like writing scripts and stuff. And, like, I felt really, really good just doing that. And it felt really good to just feel like we were all at the same level. And I wasn't, you know, I have, like, a whole thing that I always feel like I'm behind. But I just think I have that in general. You know, I probably always had that.
Yeah.
And it felt really nice to have, like, a simple life. Like to wake up and like write all day and then like make dinner and hang out with my dog and my husband and like go to sleep early and like wake up early. And like, I really enjoyed that. And then when everything started opening up again, I think I felt like anxious, and I also wasn't sure how I felt about stand-up. And that was so confusing for me because I was like, I loved performing, and I was performing like constantly before everything shut down, you know? And I had like a really big sort of like existential thing. And I kept talking about it in therapy, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And now I'm looking back, I'm wondering if it was like depression, you know? And then I started to perform more in person, and now I'm like, oh, this is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just perhaps needed a break. You know, I did realize like I was so burnt out. And I think I might've just like needed a mental health break or something, but like, and now like being back in the energy of like I love like performing at the store, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like being back on those shows in the belly room and like in that energy, it's like, oh, this is that feeling that like I loved, you know? And so that's like great, you know? And I'm like, maybe I just don't like outdoor shows.
Yeah.
That's a long answer, but so now I kind of feel like everything is opening back up again, and like obviously, and now I think I'm a little past like that like bump, and I think I'm just adjusting now.
Yeah.
But I think for like a couple weeks, I was just like, so soon, guys? So now you give a long answer.
Yeah, I mean,
during pandemic, tell me how it was for you, because I think you were constantly performing, right?
Well, I had just started headlining, and so when I did like my first weekend headlining, and I was in the middle of my second headlining weekend, And I had to cancel the rest of my shows after one night, fly home, and then stay at my mom's house for 2 months. And I think at first I was like, whatever, like, this will last a couple months, and we all get to kind of have this break and this restart, so it's nice, everyone's on the same page, whatever. And then I think, like, I had to adjust to it, adjust to not doing anything and not being as busy and just being at my mom's house. And then once I got out of that, I kind of was in, like, a depression where I was like back at my house, not doing much, trying to hang out with friends and like see people. And then I got very used to doing that, like not having too much going on and just being comfortable in that. And so now that things are opening up, it's like there's part of me that's so happy and excited to be able to like work again. But at the same time, it's not as consistent as it was before. So I think I'm just in this weird place where it feels like I'm almost starting over, even though I'm not. It's just like it feels like in the beginning when I didn't have a lot of shows and it was like a couple days without performing and then one night where like that meant everything. And I'm like, I don't want to feel like one show means everything anymore.
That's so funny.
Cause then if I don't have like an incredible set, I'm just bummed. And then I have to wait another couple of days to do another set. And like at this point, like the shows I do, they're important because it's like their headline, like it's a big deal for me. And so if I'm not getting up regularly, like I don't feel well prepared for my job. Like I don't feel adequate at what I'm doing if I'm not able to do it often. So it just is this weird place where I'm like, I'm performing, but it's not as frequent as I feel I need to be good at it.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that I'm hearing other people say that, because it's like you think it's only you.
Yeah.
You know, like I was just having this conversation with Nicole and it's like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people do think that they are starting over. It just feels like that. But I think it's only because of the infrequency of like shows and stuff. Yeah, it's weird. It's like I'll have like one or two a week sometimes. And like I've had a week when I had like nothing and it just felt like a low blow.
Yeah.
You know, and it made me feel like so weird and like, yeah, I don't know. So like, yeah, I think there's just like a natural adjustment and things will like pick up. And it's like, I'm so glad that I do write like a lot now. So like I can be working on that in the meantime. But like, it is weird because it's like that one show, it's like you want it to go really well. Whereas you used to never think about it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just doing another show.
Yeah. I never thought about it. I never was like, wait, what's my set?
Yeah. Or, like, how does that joke tie into this one? Or, like...
Yeah. But I will say it's the nice thing is that I'm so much more motivated to have, like, new chunks of things. Like, you know? So, like... And that feels, like, really refreshing and fun. So, it feels, like, good to come back with, like, new stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like...
And it's so funny because now if I have something new, if I tell it, like, 3 nights in a row, I'm like, this sucks. Like, I already, like, I burn out, like, of my own material so quickly.
Yeah, it's funny because I have, like, say if there's, like, a 10-minute set that maybe, like, 60% of it is new. So it's just funny because I'm, like, trying to work on, like, I'm listening again to my sets where I like stopped doing that for so long, you know, like I feel in the beginning I would always listen back, but now I'm listening to see how things went and I'm literally marking it. Like, it's like back to basics, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to at the next show to do it differently where it's like, I got so lazy and I wasn't doing that as much before. And I was kind of like by rote, you know, just like reciting a monologue that I knew that worked, you know, but like, I don't know. It's a, it keeps it like feeling more like refreshing now.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to start doing that.
Yeah.
Just doing something differently, like the way that I engage with my material, that way it feels fresh.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I had a feeling. I was like,
yeah, thank you so much for coming. Allie, shout out your podcast and your social.
Have a podcast.
And your dates.
Yeah, I have a podcast called Resting Bitch. It's on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all of that stuff. And then you can go to alliemakovsky.com/shows to see where I'm performing. And then my Instagram, not Allie Mac.
Yay. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.